Today is April 1st, 2010. I'm Sherry Bowers, Local History Coordinator at the Milan Berlin Township Public Library, and I'm here at Naturally Country with Tracy Harpelbrod Lake to talk about the picture that was taken by Larry Lambert 20 years ago, to talk about her business and what she does. So I want to start by asking you, Tracy, how long have you been in business?
I started in 1985, so this year it's my 25th year.
Okay, great, congratulations, 25 years celebrating this. When was this something that you knew that you wanted to do in high school, or did you kind of fall into this business?
You know what, it wasn't something I ever really thought about doing. I can't say I even had any interest in doing a gift shop or flower shop, but when I had my boys and they were little, I didn't want to be away from them. So it kind of just progressed to that. It happened. I started growing some dried flowers and doing home shows, and at night in the evening when Dan could watch the boys. So I started that way, growing flowers and doing the home parties and selling that way. And it just grew, and he built a shop in our backyard, which has turned into what it is today.
I look around, you have so many interesting things, and it's wonderful to go through here. What's the business like now? How does it compare to 20 years ago? Because when I was here about a couple months ago, you had talked about how the trends have changed. When you first started, were people just truly into like a country, or I guess how has the purchasing power changed in terms of consumers? You see a lot of...
Well, I started with the growing of the dried flowers.
Okay.
So I did acres of dried flowers that I would grow, and everything was natural. I did not have, like, silk flowers. Everything was a real flower, real product. And that was pretty much the bulk of my business. I had a few accessories, but not anything like it is today. And when I named the shop, I had all natural flowers, and I lived in the country. So to let people know that I wasn't like in a city or at a shopping plaza. Naturally Country was just because the flowers were naturally grown and dried, and I lived in the country. So I lived outside of the city. It was just something a little different. Really wasn't as much for the decorating style, though at that time, 25 years ago, decorating country was, of course, more popular. As we built the shop and as the business grew, there was less interest in the real flowers, the dried flowers. So that slowed down. Plus, that was a business of its own. I probably slowed down too because it's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So as the kids got older, I had less time for that. You know, your juggling time. More gifts, pictures, lamp lighting, the accessories, the floral, more people moving in. We moved in toward the silk, and we do the majority of what I make arrangements with is silk flowers, but I still use a couple lines of all natural products, the eucalyptus and a French line and the Australian line of real flowers to mix in with those. So it still kind of gives a lot of it a real feel, but it's not just silk unless it's outside. So it gives it a little different look, but it's not, I don't grow them and dry them and freeze dry like I did years ago. A lot of in-home decorating, the accessory decorating. After they have their furniture and paint and everything in place, then I go into homes and help accessorize it.
Okay, that's interesting. Have you been doing that for how many years, going into homes? Because I know a lot of people, I don't know too many places around here that service in-home. So how long have you been doing that?
I'd say a lot lately, over the last probably 5 or 6 years more, but I started doing in-home decorating probably over the last 10 to 12 years, and that's a big part of the business. I don't sell online or internet selling, but I do real well when a lot of people are busy today. They don't have time or don't have the interest in going and shopping and hunting down exactly what they need in their living room, from pictures to accessories to lamp to all those accessory furniture and tables that go into putting a room together after the main furniture is there. So for someone to come in, I take pictures of your walls and measure all the spaces, and we just start with the focal points, and then you can go to totally finish it from centerpiece to your mantles to all the accessories. I bring it back what I think would work according to what you already have in your home, mm-hmm. because a lot of people already have things that are meaningful to them and want to use. Mm-hmm. So first we kind of work with that, and then I take the pictures of the places that are needing something. And then I bring it back to your home and we can try it. Or you can meet me at the shop and I can give you all the different options after I lay it all your pictures on the counter and show you what I feel would work in those places. Then you can say yes or no. So, because you're going to live with it ultimately every day. Mm-hmm. So you have to love it.
See, I think that's interesting because I can get so caught up in saying that I like this accessory. And I really would be a person that would need that kind of help mm-hmm. to do that. I have to admit, I like, you said you don't sell online, but I do like watching HGTV because I'm always amazed at how the finished product of some of these homes or apartments, how they look afterwards. And mm-hmm. and I always think I would never be able to do that.
Well, it's kind of, for me to sell offline, the product changes every day. Mm-hmm. So it changes all the time. The floral is all made custom to you. So for me to come into your home, that you're going to pay me whatever you would have paid if you came in the shop, picked it all out, took it home and decorated. Mm-hmm. Because I don't charge a decorating fee. That's just part of a service I offer. It's a complimentary service. Mm-hmm. So to hire me to come in and do that in your home, I don't charge to do that. I'm not saying it's free because you're buying product to put together mm-hmm. in your home. But a lot of people just don't see that. Like you're watching HGTV and they come into someone's home. But to have that same thing into your home, mm-hmm. you know, what they just did on her mantle might not work on the layout of your mantle or the configuration of your furniture. Mm-hmm. So it's always specific to whatever house I go into.
Do you find that are people accessorizing more? It seems like, you know, some houses you go into and you see a lot of things on walls, and then some people, you know, it's more bare. Is there a trend right now that you can say that's going on? Is it less or more?
I would say it's definitely less. I think my mom and generations before me had a lot of knickknacks. Mm-hmm. They had a lot of stuff. They had a lot of collectibles. Collectibles are a very small part of the market, and I don't carry them at all. Very few people carry collectibles because they just, you know, they don't want all those things to clean and dust around. And so it is minimal, but it's, I don't know how I would classify it. If you walk in my shop, it's overwhelming to most people. Mm-hmm. This is not, if I come into your home, it's not going to look like that mantelpiece there. Mm-hmm. I'm selling it. So I'm putting a lot of collections together in a small space. In your home, most people minimize. They want something there. They don't want it just bare, but they don't want all kinds of stuff. They don't want it to look overwhelming. They mm-hmm. like just a clean, simple, maybe only one wall piece on that wall instead mm-hmm. of a wall piece and a shelf and a wall sconce and stuff on the shelf and maybe just a wall piece. So most people, I think, are doing more minimal decorating, but just something classy, something simple.
I know, are people still painting their walls using a lot of color, or has that changed?
A lot of both. Yeah. Bold colors are definitely in still, but I still go in homes and they're real neutral, taupes and beiges and creams and, you know, sages and browns. They're going real earthy tones more than the real bold colors, but I have a good mix of both still.
Okay. Wallpaper, it doesn't seem like wallpaper is in as much. I've noticed stopping in paint stores. Is that true?
I don't see a lot of wallpaper. I see more faux finishes or texturing to the walls than I do wallpaper.
Okay. Do you think that perhaps the market, do you see anything that you can anticipate changing again? I know things have slowed down for a lot of people because of the economy, but do you think that, do you see perhaps this kind of shift to stay for a while given people having busier lives, unless?
I I see my home in home, you know, going in and helping in the homes, picking up. I mean, that's something that is constantly always there. It seems that's probably, if I see anything becoming busier, that would be it, because people do still want their home comfortable. They mm-hmm. still like a warm feeling when they walk in their room. They don't like bare walls. They don't want a lot there, but mm-hmm. they want something that when they walk into their living room, it's just comforting, because a lot of people are home. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are spending more time in their home, less time outside of the home. So that has gotten busier, with people wanting to make their home more comfortable. They may not be building new homes. They're not taking the bigger vacations. They're putting the money into just redecorating, and not in a major way. Mm-hmm. You know, just changing up a little bit to make it a little more comfortable.
Tracy, I wonder about, you know, like the different products and things that you sell. I wonder, has the market changed in terms of where you purchase, or from 20 years ago or 25? Well, I guess maybe around 20 years ago, because we're so global now, and I know so many things come from different areas. I guess the importing part of it, when you first started buying accessories, is it more American-made products, or was that, did you see that trend change for you at all?
Not a whole lot. It's there's always been a lot of overseas products. And we've always carried a mix of American made, locally made, all the floral, of course, we make here or put together here. We don't construct the flowers. Mm-hmm. But I still carry probably a good over the board mix of all types of products. Still buy from the markets, Atlanta, High Point, Dallas, Chicago, you know, Vegas, there's a market there now. So the trends in the markets and the people that are there are always shifting and changing. But I think the markets keep changing as far as instead of like a picture, a mirror, or a floral arrangement. That was like your choices for your wall. Mm-hmm. Now they have all kinds of wall art and picture frames that are, you know, the iron and the, and more of a statement, not just a picture frame on a wall. So a collage of picture frames, maybe in a metal tree, or, I mean, all the different things are not just basic. A lot of the pictures aren't just, you know, matte frame and glass. Mm-hmm. There's textured wall boards that you can go with in pictures and canvas wraps. And so the type of wall pieces and the type of decorating has changed a lot.
I've noticed that, and it seems, I look around too, and I see people use maybe not a large, but a small wine rack, maybe to accessorize as well. I've noticed some of those.
Wine, vineyard, Tuscan is a huge decorating area. The wine racks, the long, anything, it's either setting or bottles, or, but it's just kind of another accessory. You know, they drink wine, and there's a lot of wine drinkers in this area. Mm-hmm. So it's another way to decorate and use it and be functional with it.
You know, it's interesting that when you mention about a lot of wine drinkers in this area, of course, you know, in the last couple years, we've seen wineries spring up around this area. Mm-hmm. There's probably at least three or four I can think of within driving distance. And certainly that has to impact, you know, your business or terms of decorating too. I think people are, for whatever reason, are besides liking to drink wine, attracted to that that theme.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you have people over, a lot of the men are still their beer drinkers. Mm-hmm. I had a couple in last weekend, and her kitchen is all Tuscan and wine, and she's a big wine drinker, and they were going to winery, but she said, you know, I know he's, and he kind of looked at her, and she says he still enjoys his beer, mm-hmm. you know, so it's a good mix. But when they're home, and they have the couples coming over, and in-home, you know, entertainment is just a lot bigger, because with the driving mm-hmm. and the DUIs and worrying about how much they are out on the roads, mm-hmm. more people are entertaining or just being home together, and having a glass of wine at home mm-hmm. is nice.
Yes. Well, you know, it's interesting, because when I spoke with Doug Nackey about his business and how those trends, people are more staying more at home. It's certainly impacted his business because people, if they do come out to and have a drink at a bar, it's much earlier than what it used to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you are you open 7 days a week?
We have, yes. I've always been open 7 days a week since I opened. 7 days, 10 to 6. I think originally for the first few years it was 10 to 5. But 10 to 6 because everybody's day off is always different.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I was personally here 7 days a week or as much as I could be, it would be better to have the door open than to have someone drive to your location because a lot of my traffic is out of town and have a distance to drive. So if they drive there and you're closed, it just leaves them with a negative feeling mm-hmm. about your store. They're disappointed because they drove and they can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of wander around outside. So will they come back knowing that when they think about your store, that, you know, disappointment when they got there, they couldn't get in. Well, I don't remember if it was a Sunday or a Monday or if it was in the evening or maybe they're not open till noon. So to me, it was always better to let them always feel they're never going to miss you.
Mm-hmm.
So people have gotten used to just 7 days, 10 to 6, no matter when they show up, someone would be here. And that's been a really good bonus.
Now, I know you don't sell online, but do you have a website that you use to advertise?
I do have a website that's right now being totally reworked. I mean, it's if you go to it, I can't say it's a website that would draw me to even go shop there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one in process right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're redoing it. But I do hope to use the website. The guy I have that's redoing the website, I said I want them to feel when they go to the website like they just walked into the shop. So that's kind of where the website is headed. He's going to put like a virtual walkthrough of the shop on the website. So you get that feeling of what you do when you get here. It's just, you know, it's quiet, it's peaceful, the waterfall's running. It's nice in the summer, the winter, even with the snow, the waterfall can run. And it's just a little different than going to the shopping plaza.
Mm-hmm.
So that hopefully is what our website will show. It'll show some of the product, but it still won't be a website that I'll sell off of at this point.
And I think people do like that ability to be able to tour something before they go there. It seems, mm-hmm. you know, that interaction is a nice feature. Do you have, are there certain times of the year that are busier for you? What would you say are your busiest times of year? Is it steady throughout the year?
You know what? It's kind of steady because I have different things going on throughout the year. Starting the first of the year, you're coming off of Christmas, so you have your Christmas sales in January. February, the first week and a half of February, we usually do the Home and Flower Show in Cleveland at the IX Center. So coming off of Christmas and getting ready for that show is huge in January. Not that sales are big in January or February in the shop, but we're personally busy transitioning from Christmas and getting ready for the Home and Flower Show. That's a lot of work. And then February, the Home and Flower Show, that's a 10-day show, driving back and forth to Cleveland. Sales up there are usually, this was an off year this year, but that's usually an awesome advertising tool for me. It draws a lot of traffic, and it's probably drawn the bulk of my, you know, traffic that is out of town, the Cleveland traffic, Medina, Akron, you know, Mansfield. A lot of attendees at that show have found us because of that show. That's my advertising tool for the year. And then we coming off of that show, we go into our spring open house, which we just had, which was so busy. And now we're just coming off of that, and we're going into, you know, the end of the season, Mother's Day. It's just Easter. It kind of just continues. Summer in this area, of course, is vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of vacationers that have cottages up here that have found us, and people have brought them. So those customers start coming back in the summer, working on their, you know, beachfront homes and their lake homes up in this area. So we have a lot of that traffic. Then you go into fall and we get ready for, you know, our holiday seasons, the fall and the Christmas and the Thanksgiving. And so it just kind of each season has a busy, something busy about it.
Do you have people come out here because it's so beautiful looking outside? and have wedding photographs taken out here?
A lot of wedding photographs, a lot of senior pictures, family pictures. So a lot of photographers do come out and use, you know, the different landscaping outside for pictures of their, you know, their customers that want pictures taken.
And it seems with the different arrangements and things that you can do, it's nice for people that perhaps utilize that, you know, your services for their wedding, and then also mm-hmm. can get their pictures taken out here.
They do. We don't do a whole lot of weddings, but we do a good handful of them. We don't do anything in fresh flowers, so if they're looking for fresh flowers for a wedding, that's not something I can do. The wedding I'm working on now that's here, of course, is all silk. It's a Maryland wedding, so she's picking that up this afternoon, and the wedding is in 2 weeks. The bonus with me with doing silk is I like the brides to pick everything up 2 to 4 weeks before their wedding. Mm-hmm. I find the week or two before their wedding is a huge stress on the bride. Everything is coming together, coordinating. I like to have them, they've seen their flowers before that stress time. They love them, or I'll change them, or we tweak them, whatever we need to do, that they're happy and satisfied with them, and then they have them. So they're not like last minute getting flowers.
That seems like a real bonus, because I remember when I got married, my roses were, the petals were falling off on the wedding day. So
I haven't had any good experience with fresh. There has obviously been a lot of good experience with fresh flowers. But I had fresh as well with mine, and last minute I didn't know till they brought me my flowers that they could not get the peach roses that I wanted, because we just did long stem roses with a bow. It was a very simple, so they had taken the cream roses and then spray paint, you know, spray tipped them in the peach, but you could tell, and the spray was on the leaves, and I was as well. Had something in my mind, and when you saw it that day, and it was so not what you had in mind, mm-hmm. it's just a disappointment I don't want them to feel on their wedding day. Mm-hmm. Fresh, there's a lot of variables, and you can't control those. Right. So I'm sure it wasn't anything intentional. Mm-hmm. That's just something they couldn't control, I'm sure. So for my business, I would rather, because we do have the option of them picking up silk flowers ahead of time. Mm-hmm. 2 to 4 weeks ahead is pretty much my rule.
So your clients that found you that are from Maryland, you said?
They live in this area, but she's from Maryland and is getting married in Maryland. So we're doing her flowers for her to take back with her.
Okay. Because I thought that's a long distance to find you, but you do have probably a fair number of out-of-state traffic too.
I do have out-of-state. A lot of Michigan. We had a group for the spring open house of 8 ladies that came over from the Pittsburgh area. They had found us at the Cleveland Home and Flower Show. So we do have groups that come in, and they'll come in. We have an open house 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. So for those open houses, we'll see those groups kind of getting together and coming up. So they come up once or twice a year. So, and hopefully the shop is always, and it is, it's always different for them when they come.
It's interesting. Tracy, let me ask you, and I've asked the other participants for this project, how long do you think you'll stay in? Will you just keep going and until?
I don't know. We'll see how much interest. I have a daughter at school right now. Mm-hmm. Never thought she would have any interest, because this was usually the last place she wanted to be. Mm-hmm. Since opening the shop, I mean, I started in 85, but we opened the shop in 87, and she was born in 87. So mm-hmm. we opened shortly after she was born. So her life has always been the shop in her backyard. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't always her favorite place to be, because she liked to go home. Mm-hmm. And normally I was back here. So I really never expected an interest from her as far as the business. But she should be graduating this year, and she is interested in, you know, the shop. Maybe not here, maybe something in Columbus, or maybe working the internet area. I don't know. Her degree will be communications technology. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm only 47 at this point, and I've got plenty of time to mm-hmm. to keep pursuing. And it's fun to keep watching it change, and I love doing it. So I don't see any time soon not being here.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, when you mention the communication part of your daughter's degree, and, you know, that certainly technology has opened up so many other doors, especially for business. And the chance to be creative, it seems like, too, like you said, with the virtual tour of your shop.
Right.
Who knows, it sounds like, what the next 10 years will bring for you in this business.
Right, because her interest is not floral design, for mm-hmm. sure. She does like the in-home decorating or going to the convention centers or doing more event planning, you know, that kind of thing, working with those people, but working really with the computer, the internet, maybe the web pages, the marketing of the business more, and the computer, and that end of it has never been my focus. It just, mm-hmm. It's just nothing I was ever really interested in because I didn't grow up on a computer like she did.
Right.
So that's totally she's the opposite from me, which I think will really be a huge benefit for both of us if we do the business together.
But she'll have the benefit of over 20 years of experience from her mother in business, because certainly it's exciting to see and hear the success stories of people who are in business. And I have a question to ask you about that. Do you think that had you started today or a couple years ago, would you have had the same success, or would it be harder? I know some businesses, I've talked to some people in business and said that it would be very hard to start today in business. What about with your particular business? Do you think so?
I don't think so. I think that if you find a product that is needed and you treat your customers and they know they're getting a fair, you know, product from you that they're looking for, I still think there's a niche for people that don't want to always be serviced by out of town or over the internet. They do like that personal service. And I think a lot of businesses, it comes down to personal service. Mm-hmm. It comes down to customer service, being able to work with your customer, because they can get the same old off the internet. They can get the same old at Walmart or any, and a lot of, there's no customizing mm-hmm. when you go to the big box stores, right. You know, or offline. You don't really know what you got. Mm-hmm. So to be able to customize your product to what your customer wants, you know, no matter what they're looking for, if they come in, if they see an arrangement and that just that one flower bothers them, there is no problem. We'll take it out and put something mm-hmm. else in there for them. So we do make the goal of our business to customize whatever they're looking for to what their need is. And I think that's going to stay, because a lot of people, first of all, either don't enjoy decorating or don't have the time. So we can come in and help them with that. And satisfy them that it's what they were looking for, not what I like. Mm-hmm. You know, I like everything in my shop, but it went off in my home.
Right.
But getting something that you like into your home for you, you know, and no doesn't hurt my feelings at all, because mm-hmm. there's other choices, you know, and nobody is going to have the same choice in their home. Hopefully you want it all different.
Right. Well, this has been wonderful conversation. Tracy, do you have anything to add or you would like to talk about? You've lived in this area, or you grew up in this area, correct?
I did. Okay. And I've lived here, it's 30 years this year.
Okay. So. Mm-hmm. Did you graduate from Edison?
I did. Okay. I graduated in 1980.
Okay.
And so I like this area. I'll always be in this area. The shop will be here. My home will be here. If I'm part-time somewhere else someday, you know, that's always an option, and who really knows what tomorrow is anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to take care of what you have today, and tomorrow's just another day. You don't know what's going to come.
Well, you've given us a lot of insight to your business, and thank you so much.
Thank you.